Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 7 of 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Spiritual gifts fall into two basic categories, speaking and serving. Neither is more important than the other, because both are demonstrations of God's grace to the church. However, if members are not using their gifts, then the church suffers. Every one of us who is a believer should be involved in a local church and actively loving the body of Christ. One of the ways we do this is by employing our spiritual abilities for the benefit of others. Those with speaking gifts can teach truth, promote righteousness, and offer correction and encouragement. Serving gifts give practical help so the church can function smoothly and extend personal care and love to its people. Spiritual gifts aren't merely some bonus added on top of salvation. They're to be taken seriously and given our full attention. But we need never fear that we can't use our spiritual abilities well. After all, it is God who works through us, and as we cooperate with Him, He will enable the Spirit's gifts to be utilized for both the benefit of others and His glory.